Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Wednesday, May 8th edition. We got an 8-gamer on tap. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. Another wild night of baseball. Mike Fiers throwing the no-no. Yep, Mike Fiers throwing the no-no. So, tells you everything you need to know there. Danny Duffy looks like an ace versus the Houston Astros. But there's a lot of good to go on as well. Those Giants too cheap, and they came through. So, hope everybody enjoyed the evening. We got a fun one today. Get a little bit of a day slate action, about a four or five game slate on the day slate, depending on your site of choice. And then you got 8 games tonight. Your evening totals, the day, all day slate action will be discussed in the member Discord at TQE or on the Fantasy Degens Slack chat. I'll give my cliff notes like I've been doing for the early slates over there. So come join up with us there if you want to join TQE. Season long, $124.99. All sports first month, $19.99, includes NBA playoffs. Or a 5-day trial for $5.99. Use promo code Bubba, get you in the door there, and you can come join us and have a great, great time. Use all the tools, all the articles, and the member Discord. If not, come to fantasydegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. Ask to join the Slack chat, rock and roll, check out all the cool stuff we have going on over there. Thanks to Mike Tuck, Robert Riggs, and all the boys. So come check it out over at Fantasy Sports Degens. All right, your totals on this evening slate: Red Sox Orioles 8.5, Twins Blue Jays 9. Angels, Tigers, 8. Marlins, Cubs, waiting on that one because it's typical Wrigley weather. Royals, Astros, 9. Giants, Rockies, 10. Reds, A's, 8.5. Braves, Dodgers, 7.5. So lots and lots of offense on the slate as you have 1, 2, 3 of the 8 games at 9 or more. And you have 8.5 or more in 5 of those games. We're still waiting on a total. So lots of offense on tonight's slate, but there is some pitching we can target. That is for darn sure. Your weather real quick. Boston, Baltimore, light rain should be okay. Angels, Detroit, wind blowing in from left field about 15 miles an hour. Good for the two lefties on the mound we're looking at. Miami, Chicago, wind blowing in from right field, which is very, very nice. And then the rain increases throughout the day or throughout the evening. So keep an eye on that one. That could get interesting as well. And then Giants, Rockies in Colorado, about 50% chances of rain. So pretty nasty there, but it looked nasty this time yesterday. Hopefully it clears up and we get it in just like yesterday. All right, your pitching we're looking at. You got 2 guys over 10K. You got 4 guys over 9K. Chris Sale, 10-4 at the Baltimore Orioles. Chris Sale's looked better of late. The velo's okay. Not great, though. He doesn't look like dominating Chris Sale, but he's looked like he's pitching like Chris Sale. 8Ks or more in 3 straight, 10 or more in 2 of those 3. He's given up 2 earned runs or less in all 3, including 6 shutout innings against the White Sox. His last time out, he still gives up the long ball a lot. His 3 previous starts, he gave up a home run in each start. But his last 3 starts, 23 or more DraftKings points. He had 34 points his last time out. He's got that upside at all times. And he faces a Baltimore team that strikes out almost 22% of the time versus lefties. He strikes out 36%, ground ball rate of almost 45%. So obviously a lot to like when you're looking at Chris Sale. Baltimore's team totals 3.12. Second lowest on the slate. Lefties 202, righties 245. And the Orioles are bad versus lefties, 298 WOBA, 134 ISO. So there is a lot to like there with Chris Sale at 10-4. If you think he's back, go for it. I think he's pitching much better. There's still a little bit of brokenness there, but it is a great matchup against Baltimore. Good lineup to target at all times. So at 10-4, definitely worth a look. Clayton Kershaw, 10-2, at home against the Atlanta Braves. This is an interesting one because Kershaw's been looking better of late, but still not dominating. Like, similar to Chris Sale, he's pitching. He has 6 or more strikeouts in all 4 of his starts this year. He's given up 3 earned or less. He had 3 earned in his last start. Prior to that, it was 2 earned. But he's given up 2 home runs in his last start at San Diego, none against Pittsburgh, 1 against Milwaukee, 1 against Cincinnati. So he's given up the long ball. He's not overpowering guys. He has 20 or fewer DraftKings points in three of his four starts. He had a 31-pointer in there. Like, he's been good. He's probably a really, really good cash game play, but he hasn't been great. He's facing an Atlanta Braves team that does hit lefties pretty well, but as a whole, they do strike out a little over 22% of the time versus lefties. Kershaw, 24% K rate, 49% ground ball rate. And the Braves have the lowest team total at 3.1, just below Baltimore. Lefties, 294, righties, 279 versus Kershaw. But when you look at the Atlanta Braves, 364 wOBA, 212 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So they have a lot of thump versus the lefty. So it's kind of an interesting spot there when you look at Clayton Kershaw in this matchup. I believe he's very, very good. I think he's a very, very good play tonight. Do I think he's the Clayton Kershaw of old? Not a chance. I think Sale's got a higher ceiling than Kershaw. Kershaw might have a safer floor, if that makes any sense. It's dicey with those two up top. But if you want to save a few bucks, you go to $9,500 and you play yourself some Matthew Boyd, because over here, we are Boyd boys. He's coming off a 29.6-point performance, 7 innings, 2 earned, 9 Ks versus the Royals, back-to-back 9K outings. He has 6 or more Ks in every start but one this season, 7 or more in all but 2. He has been outstanding, basically 20 or more DraftKings points in every start with a couple 30-point upside outings. He's been filthy. His CSW rate has climbed tremendously. Lots and lots to like there with Boyd. The Angels don't strike out a ton. That's disappointing. But Boyd's almost 25% K rate. Does give him a lot of fly balls. Wind blowing in from left. Weather's definitely on Boyd's side in this matchup. The Angels have a team total just below 4. Lefties 265. Righties 295 versus Boyd. And you have an Angels team that may not strike out a ton versus lefties, but only a 277 wOBA and a 136 ISO. And Boyd's got the stuff to strike out a few more than their normal matchups they've seen versus lefties. So I like Boyd quite a bit on this slate. I got Boyd number 1 up top. You got Sale 2, Kershaw 3. That's the way I'm breaking it down. It's tricky. If you want to go to the big boys up top, I get it. They're good pitchers and pretty decent looks, especially Sale against Baltimore. It's always a great look there. But you give me some Matt Boyd in that matchup, I will run with it and have some fun. Now, if you want to save even more cash and get some bats tonight, as I mentioned already, there's tons of bats. We have options. You have Tyler Skaggs, $8,800 at the Detroit Tigers. Back-to-back starts of 19.3 and 21.7 since coming off the IL. He's pitched very, very well. He's got 5 Ks in both starts. Even prior to that, he had 5 Ks in 4 straight, 5 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He faced Toronto and Kansas City recently. Again, he's in Detroit. Weather is definitely on his side in this matchup. And he faced a Detroit Tiger team striking out almost 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So Tyler Skaggs is in a phenomenal smash spot here. His 24% K rate, 43% ground ball rate. Does go up some hard contact, but this is the Detroit Tigers we're talking about. They have a team total just above 4. Lefties 271, righties 316 versus Skaggs. They do have a 315 wOBA, not horrible, but an average 161 ISO versus left-handed pitching. So Skaggs at 88, very, very much in play tonight. You got Kyle Hendricks at 84, weather on his side, facing the Marlins. Really good spot. He's not a huge strikeout guy. That's kind of my biggest bugaboo, less than 20% K rate, but the Marlins do strike out 27% of the time, so you could look at Hendricks. I totally get it there. I think Sonny Gray at 82 is a very, very intriguing play. He gets to return back to Oakland. The thing with Sonny Gray is people get annoyed by him because they just think of his overall production, but it's almost it's a straight-up home road thing. Great American Small Park, he's given up 9 earned in 17 innings. Surprisingly, no home runs. He struck out 17. He's striking out 1 per inning, 4.77 ERA, averaging less than 10 DraftKings points per start. You take him on the road in 17 and two-thirds innings. That's 4 home starts, 3 road starts. So one less start, more innings on the road. 6 earned runs over that time, 21 strikeouts, averaging or an ERA of 3.06, averaging almost 21 DraftKings points per start. His last few road starts, 5 innings, 2 earned, 5 Ks at St. Louis. 6 innings, 3 earned, 9 Ks at the Dodgers. 6 and two-thirds, 1 earned, 7 Ks at the Pirates. He has 6 or more Ks, or 5 or more Ks, in 5 of his last 6 starts. And he's got 19 or more DraftKings points in 4 of his last 6, basically 15 or more in 5 of his last 6. Big-time upside there against a struggling Oakland A's offense. Matt Olson returned last night. Chris Davis was out yet again. He's been banged up. Jerkson Profar had a solo homer and an RBI knock. Like, he was their offense. He hasn't done anything all year. The A's offense is scuffling, which is crazy because I like their stuff. And I'm expecting them to blow up here sooner than later. Like, they have too much talent on that offense to stay that quiet. But Sonny Gray, you know, does have a 22% K rate of his own, a 51% ground ball rate. The A's strike out 20% of the time. They have a team total tonight of 4.4. Lefties 333, righties 311. But again, I said the A's offense is struggling. A 300 wOBA, that's average at best. And a below average 147 ISO versus right-handed pitching. Sonny Gray at $8,200, making that return home. Very, very good look in that lower price range. So I got Skaggs 1. I think he's a really, really good play. I got Gray 2, and I got Hendricks 3. I think if you don't want to go all the way up, if like Boyd, I think it's a great play. But you can start down in the 8s if you want with Skaggs and Gray. I will say this much, though. After Gray, it gets very bleak. You got Kyle Gibson, Toronto, strikeout upside. You can go there. Trent Thornton at home against Minnesota. That Minnesota offense is very good. Sanchez wasn't great last night, but he got the job done. When it comes to Thornton, much better on the road than at home. He gets Minnesota tonight, who he struggled with 4 starts ago. Gave it 4 earned and 4 2/3. No home runs, though. He hasn't given him many home runs at all. So that's good, especially of late. Only 1 homer in his last 4 starts. He's got back-to-back good starts at home against Oakland and then at the Texas Rangers. That was a big surprise start. 5 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. So maybe Thornton's figured it out. He's one of the only few punts I would try, and he's $7,300. Again, what's at home against the Twins, I respect the hell of that Twins offense. Very, very strong offense. 4.5 team total. 342 wOBA, 236 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So you got to keep an eye on that when it comes to Trent Thornton. He does strike out almost 27% that he faces, but a ton of fly balls. Only a 33% ground ball rate for Trent Thornton. So keep that in mind. And then the other one I don't hate a ton, even though I respect the hell out of the Chicago Cubs. But watch the weather here. The wind blowing in helps them a ton. Just make sure it gets in. But Jose Urania at 6K at Wrigley is interesting. Lefties smash Urania. We know this. But he's also been, he's just very hit and miss. You know, 6.1, again, he gave it 5 earned in 6 innings against Atlanta his last time out. But prior to that, 15-6 at Philly, 15-5 at Washington, 23-6 against Philly at home. So, and then he had a bunch of blow-ups before that. That's the Jose Urania roller coaster ride. It's going to be crazy, and that's why he's $6,000. The upside's there, the blow-up's there, and there's not much to like when it comes to punts tonight. The Cubs do strike out 23% of the time versus righties. Urania only an 18% K rate, but a 49% ground ball rate, which is very, very nice. And lefties 331, but righties only 281 versus Urania. So you got the likes of, you know, Jason Hayward, Rizzo, Schwarber, and company there for the Cubbies, but still a lot of righties in that lineup that Urania could have some success against. So he is a punt option. So recapping your pitching. Up top, Boyd, Sale, Kershaw. In the middle, Skaggs, Gray, Hendricks. Down below, I got Thornton, I got Urania, but Urania is just a full-on YOLO. I want to save some cash. Let's punt this bad boy away. Let's check out the bats on this 8-gamer. Catcher's position. Mitch Garver went to Ding Dong City yesterday. It's $4,500, one of your higher-priced options on the slate. If Steven votes in the lineup in Coors against John Gray, you look there at $4,400 indeed. Sliding on down, though, gets a little more fuzzy. You got the likes of Chris Iannetta in Coors versus Holland. Iannetta went deep yesterday for $3,900 in Coors. That is a great, great price tag for a catcher against Derek Holland coming off the IL. Not the place you want to get your first start off the IL, Coors Field. Not ideal, son. Colorado 5.4 team total. Lefties 254, righties 330 off Mr. Gregory Holland. So check out Mr. Iannetta for $3,900. Sliding on down some more, you got like Johnny Lucroy versus Boyd. I like Boyd a lot, though, so be careful with that one. Jorge Alfaro versus Hendricks, interesting. Not a love play, but interesting. There's not a lot on this slate. You know, you got Sandy Leone if he's catching versus Cashner at 34. You can go there for some savings. This is a really bleak slate. You can try Tyler Flowers at 33 versus Kershaw if you want to fade Kershaw. I don't hate that as a punt play. Tucker Barnhart at 31, lefty-lefty matchup. Maybe we'll see a different Cincinnati catcher tonight. Maybe Kurt Casale. He'll be super cheap with the lefty on the bump. So really check the lineup. There's not a lot to like. Maldonado 2,800 versus Peacock kind of stands out a little bit as an uber punt. So right now for me, it's pretty much Chris Iannetta and then checking lineups and seeing what kind of uniqueness comes out on a Wednesday. First base, you got Belly Bombs versus Folty. I absolutely love that play tonight at $5,800. The Doyers have a team total of 4.4. Lefties 289, righties 259. That's because Folty had a good year last year. We do know that Folty can get destroyed by left-handed pitching. Dodgers a 350 team wOBA, 211 team ISO versus left-handed pitching. And when you look at Cody Bellinger's numbers, it's freakish. So Belly at 58, very good play there versus Folty. Rizzo's in play versus Urania at 53. If you need to save some cash, though, you slide on down. got the likes of Mitchie four bags now. It was two bags last year. It's four bags. It's his 10th home run of the season last night. He's 4,700 versus the trash man, Andrew Kashner. Very good look here as Boston, 5.14 total, third highest on the slate. Lefty's 357, righty's 359. Load him up in Boston yet again. Going on down farther, though, Brandon Belt's still only $4,400 in Coors Field versus John Gray. Belt 14 points last night, 15 in the previous game in Cincinnati. It's Coors Field. You get your Giants on. They have a 4.16 total. It's 4th highest on the slate. Lefty's 332, righty's 282 versus Gray, and it's Coors Field, so Belt at 44. Very solid play. Going on down farther, Mark Reynolds, if he cracks the Colorado lineup, he's only 4,200 versus Derek Holland. So you got Iannetta, you got Reynolds, you got some discount in Coors. If you like the Rockies, the Giants are going to be cheap, it looks like, yet again, just like yesterday, and we'll be going back to them yet again because it is silly. Farther down, you look here at the position. You can look at the likes of maybe a Rowdy Tellez against Kyle Gibson at 38 if you need to go there, but I don't think you need to, but it is an option. Other than that, there's not a ton down here you really want to go attacking. You could look at a Ryan O'Hearn at 36 in a super GPP because you want lefties versus Brad Peacock, so he could be really, really cheap if you choose to go that direction. Other than that, you know, Kendrys Morales, 32. Mentioned him yesterday at 3,300. He got you a base knock, 3 points, nothing crazy, but he was worth a punt. And then Chris Davis, I'm not going to recommend him tonight. He's 2,900 for sale. He got you 5 points last night at 3,100. He's just too cheap if you want an Uber punt. He's actually got, it's weird to say, Chris Sale's got decent floor, or Chris Davis has a decent floor most nights, and he's still super cheap. So just don't forget him. He's not a must play, but just don't forget Chris Davis. Second base, you got Whit Merrifield, who went grand slam, ding dong, city, 45 DraftKings points last night. I love Whit. I've said it for over a year now, almost 2 years. He is cash game viable every day, and then yesterday he showed that GPP upside. He's 5K versus Brad Peacock. He's not a must play by any means, but Peacock has been a disaster. An absolute disaster. Kansas City's got a 3.14 total, third lowest on the slate. Lefty's 339, righty's 249. So you want to attack him with lefties. But it is very interesting there at Whit Merrifield. He's a good part of a stack to be contrarian. By no means is he a must play tonight. Like $100 less, you get Michael Chavis versus Andrew Kashner in a much better spot. Now, if you want to go contrarian GPP, Ozzie Albies at 46 versus Kershaw is very, very enticing. We know how he loves him some lefties. And Kershaw's not your average lefty, but that'll be a super contrarian angle if you choose to do so. But going on down, you got like Eric Sogard's only 4,400 versus Gibson. Jose Altuve at 44 versus Jorge Lopez. Another goose egg for Altuve. He is in a massive slump. The price tag is too damn cheap. He's going to bust out of it, but that's a massive slump. If you want to fade it right now, and you say, Bubba, you keep telling me this guy, I get it. If that's what you need, go for it. But he's too good. One of these days he's going to blow up. You're like, God damn it. I've been riding him for this long, and now he blows up. That's what's going to happen. It will happen with guys as talented as Jose Altuve. Now, if you go down to $3,900, you got Joe Panik yet again. He led off last night. Got you 11 more DraftKings points. 11, 7, 9, 3, 16, 5, and 10, and 5 in his last few games. He's been decent. He's in Coors. He's $3,900. That is silly. Silly price tags. You go down even farther. Chris Taylor's been heating up. He's 3,800. Second base outfield eligible. Only 4 points last night. Gets Fulte tonight. Good price tag if you want some savings in that one. A little farther down, you're not going to find too much. Maybe a Gordon Beckham if you need to really punt it out. Maybe a Steve Wilkerson, second base outfield at 33 versus Sale is an uber, uber punt. I try to avoid that. I try to go no lower than Panic unless you have to. Third base, you got Arenado versus Holland at 55. That is, as the kids like to say, it'll be lit with Nolan Arenado. That is outstanding. That is a great smash spot. Alex Bregman at 53 went deep again yesterday. This dude, all he does is hit. He's awesome. Give me some Bregman. Chris Bryant, another huge night. I prefer Arenado and Bregman this evening. All really good plays. I got Michael Chavis at 49, Rafael Devers at 48. Both phenomenal plays. Chavis you can play at second base, third base. Devers, third base only. So pick your poisons there. But you got Eugenio Suarez. Yes, it's in a hitter ballpark, which sucks. But it is against a lefty, Brian Anderson. And we love us some Eugenio versus some lefties. Before last night, 25, 16, and 18 in that series against the Gigantes. And you got Cincinnati with a team total of 4.1. Lefties 329, righties 326 off Brett Anderson. So get yourself some Eugenio if you're feeling lucky at 43. or you go back to the Longoria well at $4,200, 25 points last night, 25 and 26 in his last two, swinging a pretty hot power bat. He's in Coors. See if Panda's playing first base, third base at 42. He's not a must play by any means, but it is nice value in a Giants lineup. Going down farther, if you want to fade Kershaw, Josh Donaldson's only 4K. Lots of power in that situation. Justin Turner went Hambo last night. 51 DraftKings points, triple donged. He triple donged. 51 points last night, 10 the night before, 0, 14. So 10 or more in three of his last four. One may say he's heating up, and he's still cheap. Enjoy it while you can. He's been so cheap. We've been playing him off and on. He's starting to get it going, just like Justin Turner does. He's a pure hitter, and it's starting to click. So keep an eye on that one. Then other than that, not a ton down here unless we see something with lineups. Maybe Brian Anderson, super cheap at the Marlins, stuff like that. Shortstop position. I love Arenado. I really love Trevor Story. Trevor Story at home versus a lefty, it's like the stories of times. They write about this stuff. Sam Tarly of Game of Thrones writes about this, and he puts it up for people to read for years to come. George R.R. Martin stumbles upon things, but one thing he can't write about is Trevor Story against lefties and Coors. That is what he does. He crushes them. Great spot tonight at 5,600. You got Mondesi against Peacock at 52 in a great spot there. Carlos Correa's 16-game hit streak snapped last night. Going to start it up again tonight versus Jorge Lopez at 51. Xander went deep. He's 49 versus Cashner. So, as usual, shortstop loaded up top. Story, smash play. Absolute great play. But Mondesi, Correa, Bogarts, even Polanco, all really good looks there from 47 to 52. If you're going down farther, Eric Sogard at 44. I'd like it to be a little cheaper because he's too close to those big boys. Maybe more second base for Sogard than shortstop. Still not a bad look. You got Marcus Semien, interesting play there. I mentioned Gordon Beckham earlier, 36. B. Craw, how did this happen, DraftKings? He got you 16 points last night. 16-3, 16-7, 12 in his last five. 7 or more in four of his last five. And he went from $3,900 yesterday against Sensatella to $3,500 today versus John Gray in Coors Field. Brandon Crawford should be over 20% owned today. Easily. It's too cheap for a piece in Coors. He's back like sixth in that lineup. You just play Brandon Crawford. That is, you either pay up for Story or one of those boys at top, or you play Brandon Crawford. It's that simple. $3,500 is stupid. That is bad pricing on DraftKings. I don't care how bad the Giants offense is. I don't care how bad Crawford can be on a hole. In Coors Field, you need to be at least 4K or more. Like, that's just stupid. Stupid pricing. Head of the outfield, you got Cody Bellinger at 58. You got Springer at 57. Trout at 56. All really good plays. But Blackman at 55, he took Mad Bum deep last night. He's worth the look. You got Betts versus Cashner. Michael Brantley versus Jorge Lopez will get overlooked here at 51. He's a very, very solid play. Brantley is hitting .333 on the year with 7 homers, .934 OPS. No one talks about him. 8-0 in his last two, but prior to that, 23-25, 3-17. We ride him quite a bit. He's a guy that when I'm stacking the Astros or even one-offs, I like a lot because he gets overlooked, especially as his price keeps going up to 51 now. People will overlook him. And you can sneak in some serious low ownership against a guy like Jorge Lopez, who's hit and miss, but a ton of contact. Astros have the highest team total at 5.65. Lefties 346, righties 357 off Lopez. So a guy like Michael Brantley, very good look. You got Just Dongs. JD Martinez at 49 had a huge game yesterday. I was looking at his X stats over the last month from April 6th to May 6th yesterday, and it's stupid. He leads in WOBA minus XWOBA, batting average minus X batting average, slugging minus X slug. He's one of the top 10s in exit velocity, and he's got all this positive regression built up, and he's still crushing baseballs. It's stupid. He's going to go on an absolute monster tear, and he's less than 5K right now. I said it last week when he was 4,400. Just keep playing Jumbo Dongs because this is what he does. He's got catcher tonight. JD is pure filth. You have Benintendi at 49, very good as well. David Dolvers Holland, interesting. But Alex Gordon at 48 versus Peacock will be another overlooked play on a slate with all these hitting options. You got Eddie Rosario at 46, like that quite a bit in that matchup. Matt Olson, they're giving outfield eligibility. Thank you for another fuck-up, DraftKings. Excuse my language, but wow. First base outfield for Matt Olson, $4,500. Good God. Oh, they make me laugh sometimes. Brandon Belt, 4,400 versus Gray, like that quite a bit at that price point. You got Nick Senzel in Oakland versus the lefty Anderson at 44. That is a great spot for Senzel. It sucks it's in Oakland. It really sucks. Like him and Eugenio Suarez in some great spots there in the lefty-righty matchup world. The overall Reds are in a great spot because Brandon Anderson's hot garbage. But the Reds offense isn't great either, so that's an interesting interesting one to keep looking at throughout the day. That's why it's the First Look podcast, and we talk more about it later. Max Kepler, 43 versus Thornton. Very, very solid play there. Steven Duggar, only 43 for the Giants. I like that versus John Gray. Keep him in mind. Ronald Acuña is down to $4,300 versus Kershaw at GPP. Very intriguing. Very intriguing for GPP. Alex Verdugo, 4,200 versus Fulte. Very solid look there. Like that quite a bit. Kevin Pillar and Coors at 41. Yes, he's definitely an option as well. My Atlanta. Josh Reddick, 4K versus Lopez. Very solid, cheaper option for you there. Reddick hitting the ball very, very strong this year. Getting Jorge Lopez, I like that a bit as well. Ian Desmond and Coors at 4K. Desmond's been hot garbage. We had a decent game last night, 20 DraftKings points. He had two triples, two for four, two triples. Other than that, he's been a mess, so keep that in mind. But 4K versus Holland, nice cheap piece of the pie. The Schwarber, $3,900 for Urania, is not bad. Probably going to go elsewhere, but he is in play at that price point. Mentioned Chris Taylor at 38 already. You got a few others you could take a peek at. You got like Lariano at 3,500. Billy Hamilton at 35, not great plays, but they're options. Curtis Granderson at 34 is an option as well. And then the play. When he got activated, I tweeted it out yesterday. When I saw his price, I mentioned it in both chats I'm in. He was $3,400 last night. He is Mad Mac Williamson. He crushes baseballs, especially in Coors Field. He had a three-dong game right before he got called up. That's what he does. He did it last year until he got hurt. When he came back hurt, he never was the same. He went 2-for-4 last night with a doll in the four RBIs and a walk for 27 DraftKings points. I don't think he's going to do that again, but he easily could. John Gray is good. This is Coors Field. And Mac Williamson is $3,400. You play Mac Williamson. Simple. Simple stuff, people. If he gets a zero, you walk away. You can fade him if you want. He might be popular. He wasn't popular yesterday because people weren't paying attention. He'll be more popular today when people realize that. But $3,400, Mac Williamson, good. It's better. It's even better than Crawford at 35. Let's put it that way. All right, let's recap your pitching real quick. Sorry, it's a little feisty episode. I feel the buzz. But pitching-wise, you got Matt Boyd, Chris Sale, Clayton Kershaw up top. Well, I really liked some Boyd's action tonight. In the middle, you got Skaggs, Gray, and Hendricks. Skaggs, really good spot as well. I almost don't mind putting Skaggs and Boyd in the same lineup and then attacking all the bats elsewhere. Yeah, it's expensive, but it really does things. If you play Mac Williamson and Crawford, you just got your punts out of the way. That's why I'm frustrated with DraftKings. Like, they've done really good at pricing it up so you couldn't go crazy. You had to get creative this year. You don't have to get creative this year. Or tonight, at least. And then your punts, you got Thornton and Urania. Punts are ugly. Weather could be ugly in some spots, so keep an eye on all of that. When you are stacking, you got Coors Field for sure. The Rockies versus Derek Holland is outstanding. You got the Giants versus Gray, both really smashed spots. But outside of that, you got Houston versus Jorge Lopez. Houston, they let us down yesterday. Great spot to bounce back today. Sometimes the best time to ride a stack is the day after the letdown, so don't sleep on that at all. After Houston, you got Boston versus Trashner, another smash spot there. So those are some of them to look at. You know, you could mix and match a lot of things. Oakland versus Gray, maybe. But like the Reds versus Brett Anderson's a great spot to get a little sneaky. Toronto versus Gibson, maybe. Minnesota versus Thornton, maybe. But that Cincinnati can be a sneaky one that not as many will pay attention to. All right, BVP it up on this late slate of action, this 8-game slate. We started off Trey Mancini, 7-for-19, two doubles and a triple versus Chris Sale. That is interesting. Bogarts, Christian Vasquez have both taken Trashner deep in their career. Miguel Cabrera, 4-for-6. Nothing crazy there. Andrelton Simmons, 3-for-3 with a homer versus Boyd. Nothing crazy, but not bad. Rizzo, 5-for-11, two doubles and a homer. Jason Hayward's homered off Jose Urania. Neil Walker, 4-for-13 versus Hendricks, but nothing crazy. We're going to get to some good stuff, though. Arenado, 4-for-10, double, two homers off Holland. Desmond, 4-for-11, a double, two homers. Iannetta, 10-for-31, two doubles and a homer. Talked about him already. Blackman's taking him deep. Trevor Story, 6-for-13, two doubles. As a team, the Rockies are hitting .327 with a .417 wOBA and a .236 ISO versus Derek Holland. That is very good. Very good. Kevin Pillar is taking Gray deep. Brandon Belt, 4-for-14 with a double and a homer. Crawford, 4-for-13. Nothing crazy, but they are hitting .296, .373 wOBA, .169 ISO. Other than that, we got Chris Taylor, 3-for-5, two doubles off Fulte. Even Verdugo's taking him deep. Marquez 4-for-9, 2 doubles off Kershaw. Inciarte 5-for-17, double. Freeman's taking him deep, but not a ton there in that matchup. So there you have it, folks. Quick hits in the books. Hope everybody has a good Wednesday. Go check out FantasySportsDegens.com at FantasyDegens on Twitter. Join the Slack chat for free. Francisco's got you your UEFA Cup picks for today's Ajax and Tottenham match. So lots to like there. We got Bench with Bubba, episode 168 with Nate Dawkin, recapping last week's fabs and recent injuries, and the latest episode of Game of Thrones. Go check that out. Really fun stuff there. We got Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast, previewing the 2019 AT&T Byron Nelson. Lots to like there as well. So go check all that out. Come join us in the Slack chat. Come join us at thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you everything you want, from season long to month packages to daily packages. Use promo code Bubba and get what you need. All right, everybody. Rating, review on iTunes again. Remember that as well. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, May 8th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.